Good afternoon or evening or morning or whatever it is where you are. This is for the fun stuff, and I am going to have a go at CB's Spillet questionnaire, and I'm looking very much forward to this. So, do keep in mind that it is currently 1:24 a.m. where I am, and I've been working all day. So, if this is a little loopy, just forgive me. Okay, question one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your Gone Wild audio persona? 1 being not at all alike, and 10 being exactly alike. I don't really know that I've posted enough to have a persona yet. Persona? Persona? I don't think it matters. So, let's go with a 5. That's pretty neutral. Let's go with a 5. Question two. What's the story behind your username? I chose For the Fun Stuff specifically for Gone Wild Audio because I didn't really plan on getting too terribly involved in Reddit, and I knew that anything I did on Reddit would probably be of a sexual nature. So, it would be fun stuff, so I needed a username for the fun stuff. So I chose for the fun stuff. How about that? How many languages do you speak and what are they? This is question three. I only speak English. I read a little bit of Spanish and I understand a little bit of Spanish, but I do not speak very much Spanish at all. Thanks, 3 years of high school Spanish class. Question four, who is your celebrity lookalike? I don't have one, and that's fine. I think it'd be cool to have one, but I don't. So that's that. Question number five, who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? Okay, nobody knows all of my secrets, all of my friends know some of my secrets. Does that make sense? Like, person A might know secret one, and person B might know secret two, and person C might know secret three, and so on and so forth. So, none of them know all my secrets, but nothing about me is not unknown to somebody. I don't know if that makes any sense. But can you share any of them with us? No. Question number six, what bad habits do you have? I've picked up a few related to my speech patterns. I've noticed that a lot of times I will draw out short words or syllables as a way to kind of stall for time, much in the same way that someone would say, or which I also do, and I might have to go back through this audio and edit some of them out. So I will, like I'll draw out syllables or whatever, but also I will begin, I've found myself beginning a lot of my sentences with the word so. For example, at work, I might go, "So, I have a question." Or to my friends, I might go, "So, I'm not doing anything Friday night." And that it irks me. It irks me that I do that. So I'm trying to make a conscious effort not to say it if it's not necessary. You dig? All right. Question number seven. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. Oh, okay. Well, speaking of secrets that I can share with you guys, I have not yet, quote unquote, lost my virginity. I have not yet made my sexual debut in that way. So, there you guys go. Now you know something about me. Question number eight. How frequently do you have sex with someone else and with yourself? Okay, well, with someone else, I answered that one. And with myself, I don't know, it can vary. It varies from, once every 3 or 4 weeks to 3 times a day sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. Question number nine. What is your biggest regret? My biggest regret is quite possibly going to the college that I went to. And don't get me wrong, it's a good college, and I got a really great education, and I made amazing friends and had some phenomenal experiences. But it was so pricey. I'm going to be paying off student loans until the day I die. So that's that. Question 10. What would you choose as your death row meal? Actually, I don't know that I would want to eat. Because I would spend every second from my last bite to the time they put the needle in my arm going, I could have had this instead, or I could have had that. I made a terrible choice for my last meal. So, I don't know. I don't know. It seems like a waste to not eat at all, though, right? I mean, they'll get you anything. I don't know. I'd probably have something from Whataburger, like the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich. If you've ever had Whataburger, like, you know what I'm talking about. And I'd water size it. I'd get the big fries. Go hard or go home. I mean, they're gonna kill you anyway. You don't have to worry about your arteries clogging. Question number 11. What is your favorite scent? I don't know if you're looking for like a generic, I really like vanilla or I really like florals, but there's a fragrance at Bath and Body Works called White Citrus, and I love that one. They also recently discontinued a fragrance called Carried Away, which was my go-to date night fragrance. So I don't know what I'm supposed to smell like on dates now, but oh well. Question 12. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? On sexy time nights? On a regular night, I just wear my skivvies, just my underpants. And on sexy time nights, well, those don't happen, so I'll let you know when I know. Question 13. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? I do read in bed. I try when I can to do like a bedtime ritual. Like I light a candle, I take a shower, I read for half an hour, and then I go to bed. I don't always get to do that, but currently I'm reading Lord of the Flies by William Golding. It's one of the very few books that I remember being forced to read in high school that I actually didn't hate. So I wanted to read it now that I'm out of high school and see how do I feel about it. It's not my favorite, but I don't hate it. And who is my favorite author? Boy, it is hard to choose a favorite, but if we're gonna go strictly on the basis of like the author that I've read their books the most number of times, or I've read the greatest number of their books, or something, we're probably gonna have to go with Philip Pullman. He's the author of the His Dark Materials series, which includes or consists of The Golden Compass, The Subtle Knife, and The Amber Spyglass. And the genre is fantasy, which typically isn't my thing, but those books, they are about loyalty and courage and honor and doing what's right and love, and they're amazing. They're amazing. So if you like to read, start with The Golden Compass and just give them a try. You may not like them, they won't be everyone's cup of tea. But oh my goodness, I love him so much. He also wrote a book called I Was a Rat. It's for children, but I read it. I liked it. He's a good author. Let's see. Oh, thought I skipped a question there, but I didn't. Question 14. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Okay, so this is a good question because just because I haven't had, like, actual sex, whatever that means. I can still have sexual encounters, and I did, and I have, and I do, but I cannot tell you about my last one because the guy I was with is also a Redditor. So if he were to happen upon this recording and be like, hey, she's talking about me, I mean, that's his business too, so I can't put it out there. Question 15. What one word describes you inside the bedroom? Outside the bedroom? Okay, well, the question that describes me inside the bedroom is probably alone. And outside the bedroom? Man, there are a million to choose from. We can go with friendly or loud or boisterous. That'll work. Yeah, any of those are good. Question 16. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? Sadly, I do not. I mean, my ears are pierced, but those hardly count. It's just my lobes. At one point, I had my belly button pierced, and oh man, I loved having it pierced. It was kind of a, I don't know, it was just a fun thing to have, but I had to let it grow closed because it was migrating and it was gross. And so eventually, I'd like to have it done again. I don't know if they can pierce on top of scar tissue, but if they can, I'm gonna have it done again. And as far as tattoos go, I am such a commitment-a-phobe. Like, and tattoos are a big commitment. I mean, you have them pretty much forever. So, no, I don't have any, but I keep saying one day I will. Question 17. Have you ever come without touching yourself? Yes. It doesn't happen often, but it's happened. Question 18. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? My record for 24 hours, I think six orgasms, I guess. And I did not challenge myself to it. It just kind of happened. I think I was probably bored and horny. Bored and horny. Am I multi-orgasmic? Yes. Not in the sense that, like, as soon as the first one's over, I can immediately have another one. But, like, give me a minute or two to rest, and yeah, I'm good to go. Question 19. What is on your sexual bucket list? Pretty basic stuff at this point. I mean, I'm pretty inexperienced, so there's that. Question 20. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while having an orgasm. Not gonna do it while having an orgasm, although I've got a couple recordings out there that that's it. It's just me having an orgasm. But as far as what it feels like, I don't know. I mean, it's probably the most intense physical pleasure I've ever experienced. Although I've never had a massage, and I bet you that's gonna be a close tie between a massage and an orgasm. But so far, orgasm is the most intense physical pleasure I've ever experienced. And as far as what it feels like, it's like a, I don't know, there's like a building and then a pulsing and then a release and more pulsing. It is really awesome. So that is the Fill It questionnaire. Thank you to CB for putting that together, and thank you to anyone who, started at the beginning and hung with me all the way through to the end, or skipped around. It's okay, it doesn't matter. But I hope everyone has a fantastic day or evening or whatever time it is, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.